It's said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. Now, I'm no clinical doctor, but it seems to me that the Samaritan woman is clinically insane. She keeps coming back to the same well to draw water over and over and over again, expecting it to satisfy her thirst. And over and over and over again, she remains unsatisfied. But her insanity is much deeper than just her physical attempts to satisfy her physical thirst and her basic physical needs. The deeper insanity is that she keeps looking for love in all the wrong places. She's had 5 husbands, and the one that she's living with now is not her husband. One relationship with a man doesn't work out, so she leaves and goes on to the next one. And then that one doesn't work out, so she goes on and finds another one. Over and over and over again. And her desire for love is still unsatisfied. My brothers and sisters, we are no different. How many times have I confessed the same sins over and over and over again? And how many times have I failed to avoid that near occasion of sin that I fell into the last time? How many times have I sat down trying to pray and hoping that God would break through my dryness? And how many times still have I failed to dispose myself to be open to God's movement during my prayer time? How many times have I come to Mass, didn't get anything out of it because I was distracted or just going through the motions? And how many times at Mass have I failed to really give thanks to God for all the good things He's done for me? Over and over and over again, doing the same thing, expecting different results. It seems that we're doomed to this vicious cycle of unsatisfied insanity. But there is hope, because our insanity can be transformed by God's insanity. Because yes, God too is crazy. God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. St. Paul reminds us of how difficult it is to die for a good person and how impossible it is to die for a bad person. Who of us would not stand in front of a gun that's pointed at our own saintly mother or our own beloved spouse? But who in their right mind would stand in front of the gun that same gunman has pointed at himself? And yet that's exactly what God did for us on the cross. It's exactly what He does every single time we come to Mass on this altar, over and over and over again, offering His crazy love to us. But the craziness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Only God's insanity can cure us of our own insanity. In the gospel today, Jesus is satisfied at this well despite not having had anything to eat or drink, because He did the will of the Father. And ultimately, the will of the Father is manifested in a crazy paradox that we become satisfied when we try to satisfy the desires of others. The Samaritan woman completely forgot about her thirst when she went out to the village to tell people about this man that she had just encountered. She tells them about the Messiah for their good, not because it did anything for her. And it breaks them out of their cycle of insanity as well as hers. Finally, she is satisfied. How many of us who have gone on a mission trip have received more from the people we were sent to serve than we gave to them? How many of us have been lifted out of an emotional funk by volunteering at a charitable cause such as our food pantry here at St. Joseph? How many of us have learned some material in classes or maybe something we're trying to study on our own when we tried teaching someone else about that very subject? How many of us have felt fulfilled by being with someone who really needed us, even if it caused us to get less sleep? And how many of us have grown in our relationship with the Lord when we taught someone else how to pray? We taught someone else about the great love, the crazy love that God has for each one of us. In seeking to satisfy that deep thirst of others, we find our own thirst satisfied. And when we do this over and over and over again, imitating the craziness of God in giving of ourselves to others who maybe sometimes don't deserve it, but imitating that craziness, that crazy love of God for others, we find that the results are very different.